Ever wonder about the impact you have on others or the impact that they have on you? The Ripple Effect on Thrive Life TV explores just that. You'll understand how one person, one moment can transform your entire life. Discover stories of profound influence, mentorship, and life-altering connections. Join us to uncover the power of human interactions in shaping careers, relationships, and personal growth. Subscribe to Thrive Life TV today with a 7-day no-risk free trial and start understanding the ripples you create and receive in the journey of life. Your story of impact is just one click away. Go to thrivelifetv.com or search for us in the Google and Apple Play stores. We'll see you inside. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or tea, like me, get comfortable on that couch, and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. All right, you ready to dive in with me? We're gonna get going right now. How many of you have stuck your foot in your mouth at some point? Just stuck it right on in there, can't get it out, jammed the whole enchilada. I know I have, many times, too many. So today we're gonna talk about the power of the tongue. And it's inspired by James 3. As I was reading that this morning, I was actually like, you know what? We're going to talk about this. And let's just get it out there. Let's talk about the words. You know, those things that just fly out of your mouths faster than we can say, oops. The Bible, especially in Proverbs 18:21, gives us a heads up. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Kind of makes words sound like a superhero power, right? And just like any superhero story, with great power comes great responsibility. Think about it. Words can build us up, build up a dream, or crash it faster than my attempts at DIY home decor. Not great. And believe me, that is saying something. You ever complimented someone and watched their face light up like a Christmas tree? Or maybe said something in anger and watched as their light in their eyes just kind of dimmed? Yep, me too. Our tongues are mightier than we often realize. I was once sitting in a group of entrepreneurs that I had barely met, and we had gone to dinner. I'd flown there that day. We had gone to dinner. I was extremely tired. I have a lot of food allergies, and I wasn't able to eat hardly anything there, but I also have struggle with blood sugar. And my blood sugar kept going down, down, down. At this time, I was used to my blood sugar being high, so I didn't really know the symptoms of low blood sugar. And by the time we were on the bus on the way back, I'm sitting next to a lovely woman that I had met who has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. And she was fighting it with all her might. Like, oh, wow. Her story and her passion and she was just amazing. And I get really nauseous getting on the bus. And then I get more motion sickness and I get more nauseous and I'm like sweating. And I'm like, I do not want to throw up in front of these men and women. And there was a trash can behind the driver's and I was in the front seat and it was so hot on there. I just kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker. And she was like really trying to take care of me. We're like 2 minutes away from where we're going to stop. And I couldn't take it anymore. I threw up everywhere. There was a trash can. I did get the trash can. I threw up in the trash can. And I remember leaning back and saying, oh my God, I feel like I'm going to die. And it hit me. I cannot believe I just said that to her. Like, what? Like, why would that come out of my mouth? And actually, she took it in stride and started laughing. I go, I am so sorry. Like, I was mortified. And she just laughed. And she's like, it's all right. It probably feels like it too right now. And in that moment, I can't get past it. Like, I am still absolutely mortified that I did that. So let's be real, though. We've all had moments where our tongues acted like they were on a caffeine high. Or maybe it was gossip that seemed as harmless as sharing a recipe. A sharp word in anger, been there, done that. Or a joke that didn't really land as well as we thought. And doesn't it always seem to happen at the worst times? Like autocorrect fails, but with real life consequences. So why are words so powerful? Well, they're the bridge between our thoughts and the world. And I don't know about you, but they have thoughts that I just really need to be saved on, and they should just never come out of my mouth. But they are, words are how we express love, frustration, joy, every emotion we have under the sun. They are like our own little personal emojis, but without the option to delete them once they're out there. Think about it. The last time someone's words really affected you. Maybe it was a kind word during a rough day that kind of felt like a surprise hug. Or maybe it was a harsh word that stung more than stepping on a Lego barefoot. Our words have the power to heal or to hurt, to build up or break down. It's not about avoiding saying the wrong thing. It's about actively choosing to say the right things. It's kind of like adding just the right amount of hot sauce to your taco. It takes practice and patience and a bit of encouragement. Yeah, I got a lot of humor going on in here in a very tough topic today. But words also have the power to impact everyone around us. It's a ripple effect of impact, positive or negative. In fact, right now on Thrive Life TV, a series called The Ripple Effect came out. 7-part series, you're going to want to go watch it. And it talks about this. But as we move through our days, I want us to challenge ourselves. Like, let's make our words make someone's day a bit brighter. Spread a little bit more love and laughter. Because honestly, isn't life too short to be unkind? We don't always know what's driving somebody else. We don't always know that. So wouldn't it be better to, instead of getting frustrated and irritated, like, let's start lifting people up? Because I don't know about you, but I feel like we need that in our world. And as we go through this, I want us to start seeking divine help to tame our tongues. It's kind of like asking for a recipe from a master chef, because let's face it, sometimes our words are like baking cookies for the first time. You ever done that, or with your children? It's messy and all over the place. So seeking divine help to tame your tongue is a bit like trying to bake the perfect batch of cookies without the recipe. You start out with good intentions, mixing in a little of this and a little of that, and hoping for the best. But without the recipe, the divine guidance, you might end up with cookies that are too hard, too soft, or like in my kitchen, burnt to a crisp. It's like God's guidance is the recipe we need to make sure our words come out just right. Warm, comforting, and perfectly timed. Just like all those cookies that we so dearly love. Yum, yum. But King David in the Bible knew all about the wild ways of the tongue. He prayed for a guard over his mouth in Psalm 141:3. Now, he wasn't asking for a literal tape over his lips, though I'm sure we've all wished for that at some point. He was asking for self-control, for wisdom, to speak words that heal and not hurt. So imagine if we had a little of David's guard for our mouths, like your own tiny superhero is kind of just perched right here on your lips, whispering, gee, maybe let's not say that out loud. That kind of be handy, right? Sometimes. I bet we all know some people we'd like to put that little tape on their mouths. But what I want you to know this is when we have to seek God's help to ask him to tame our tongues, it's like hitting the spiritual pause button before words do kind of their belly flop right on out. Seeking control of our tongue is not about being perfect or never saying the wrong thing. I'm not about that. It's about being mindful, kind of like learning to dance. At first, you step on a lot of toes, but with practice and guidance, you're going to find your rhythm. I want to share a little story with you about something that really opened my eyes to the power of words. This happened a few years back. I was at Chuck E. Cheese, where I used to take my kids and I would go there and study for grad school. I'd sit in there, the food place, and I would work on my computer and they had just let them go because I knew that they couldn't get out. And I was sitting there in Chuck E. Cheese, minding my own business, my laptop's open, I'm working on something. I don't even remember what now, but next to me was a young couple, probably in their early 20s. And they were having what you might call a heated discussion. Okay, it was very heated. The guy, he was getting increasingly loud, and the girl, she looked like she was shrinking right into her chair. She was just wanting to run. And, you know, knowing me, I can't just sit there. So usually when somebody they don't know tries to interrupt, it gets heated right at that person. So most people tend to say nothing. But this was getting so heated that kids were starting to be affected. So I kind of just leaned over and I said something like, "Hey, everything okay over here?" The guy just brushed me off. But the girl, she looked at me like her eyes were so full of like, I don't know, a mix of embarrassment, a plea for help. So I kind of took a little bit more of a bold step. When that didn't seem to de-escalate it a little bit, I just looked at him and I said, "You know, words are like toothpaste. Once they're out, you can't put them back in the tube." Yeah. Okay, I know, a little quirky, but that's me. The guy paused. He looked at me like I'd grown two heads. And then something amazing happened. He stopped. He looked at the girl, and I kid you not, his entire demeanor had changed. The anger in his face had softened. He took a deep breath. They didn't speak much after that, but the air felt lighter somehow. That day, I was reminded how powerful words can be. They can escalate a situation to the point of no return, or they can de-escalate and heal, just like that toothpaste analogy. A little quirky, but I made the point. And it made me think about all the times I'd let my words run wild without considering their impact. And embarrassingly, I've done that more times than I even want to share. But since then, I've tried to be more mindful, to think of my words as like precious commodities, almost, not to be spent recklessly. But believe me, I like to talk, so it's not always easy. Sometimes my words, they're still run ahead of my brain, like puppies off the leash. Okay, enough with the quirky humor. But it's a work in progress. And stories like that Chuck E. Cheese encounter, they keep me on track. I've had my fair share of open mouth, insert foot moments. And let me tell you, they teach humility faster than anything I've ever known. We need that divine nudge, a little whisper reminding us that our words have power. They should be used to lift others up and not put them down. So, how about we start with a little challenge? Are you ready for this? Each morning, we'll keep our toothpaste going while you're brushing your teeth. You know, oral hygiene's so important, folks. Let's take a moment to pray. Set an intention. Something like, "Help me use my words, Lord, to spread joy and kindness today." It's as simple as that. It's like setting an intention to not burn the tacos, aiming for golden, not charcoal. By seeking help, we're not admitting defeat. We're gearing up for success. We're acknowledging that sometimes our tongue is like a wild horse and we need a bit of divine reins to keep it on track. So saddle up and ride into a world where our words create beauty and laughter, not chaos and tears. And I'm going to say this right here. You can't control anybody else's words. And they have a ripple effect too. The only one you can control is yours. And after setting your intention and praying, if all else fails, there's always the option of talking about tacos. That usually keeps things positive. But all right, let's ease into something here a little bit deeper. You know, Jesus had this kind of chill way about him. Always, he was kind of just chill. In Matthew 11, 29, he invites us to take his yoke because he's gentle and humble. Now, think about that in terms of our speech, our words. We're called to be builders with our words, not bulldozers. It's like using words to construct bridges of understanding, not word walls of division. Bridges of understanding, your perspective, their perspective, bridge, does not mean you have to agree. But what we have now is walls of division in our families, in our friendships, in our world, in our communities. So, practical tip next time you're in a heated discussion, try a dose of empathy. Picture yourself in their shoes. It's like swapping your salsa for their guacamole for just a moment. Okay, but the simple act can transform the way we communicate. It's about understanding, not just responding. And I want to tell you, hearing and agreeing are two entirely different things. You can hear someone and let them feel heard because you've listened and never have to agree with them. You'd be amazed at how little empathy can turn a debate into a dialogue. Let me give you a real world example. I once had a friend who was going through a tough time. She was like a tree in a storm. Like she was in the middle of a hurricane, barely holding on. So I tried to just kind of be her water, not the wind. Every time we talked, I made sure that my words were nurturing, encouraging, watering her roots. Over time, I saw her regain strength, stand tall again, and was a living example of Proverbs 15:4, where a soothing tongue is a tree of life. And remember, our words should be like water to someone's roots. I've accidentally watered my plants way too much, and the plants around me way too much. Let's just say they weren't exactly perky after that. So as we move forward, choose our words with intention of building up, not tearing down, like constructing a beautiful building, one brick or one word at a time. Maybe we could just make our little corner of the world a bit brighter, a little more gentle, a little more humble, one word after another. Now, I want to dive into something a little even deeper that's often overlooked but incredibly important. The lasting impact of our words. This is that ripple effect I keep talking about that we've done the 7-part series on Thrive Life TV. It's like leaving footprints and wet cement. They're going to stick around for a while, forever, till you re-cement. So think about the words that have stayed with you over the years. For me, you're stupid. You're a dumbass. You're never going to amount to anything. Those stuck with me for a really long time. But maybe it's something encouraging a teacher or a friend said, or maybe a careless remark that just kind of stuck. Our words can be like gifts or burdens that people carry with them, often longer than we even realize. This is why it's so crucial to weigh them, to understand their power. Have you ever been in an argument with your spouse and they say something that you said a week ago or a month ago or even years ago, and you're like, I don't even remember saying that? And you're hurt like this bad about it? That's what I'm talking about here. So in a world where everyone seems to be in a hurry, right? Busy, 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 busy. Let's go, 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 go. Take a moment to think before we speak. It's like that pause button is in fast forward life. It's not easy, I know it, but you got to use it. Our emotions are stressed. They often push words out before our better judgment can even remotely catch up. But here's the thing. Every effort to speak with kindness and understanding is like planting that seed of positivity. And trust me, these seeds grow into something beautiful. Stop having to tear people down in the name of truth. You heard that one? Oh my gosh. all the time. Well, I have to say it because it's the truth. They need to know. Do they really? I remember another instance where a friend was going through a really tough time. And I was trying to choose my words carefully with care, not give advice, just offer comfort. Several weeks later, they came back to me and said, you know what you said that day? It really helped me get through it. And I was like, I don't even remember what I said. But that moment was a reminder of how powerful our words can be. They can be a lifeline in someone's time of need. It's also important to remember that constructive communication isn't just about being nice. It's about being honest, authentic, and compassionate. So when you feel the need to tell somebody in the name of truth, remember, honest, authentic, compassionate. It's about saying the hard things in a way that can be heard and understood and not in a way that wounds. So as we get busy after listening to this and we go back to your lives, take a little extra time with your words. Be architects of encouragement, builders of confidence. Make your words count for something good. And maybe, just maybe, we start changing our little corners of the world, one thoughtful, well-chosen world at a time. And I want to shift gears now to something that's easier said than done. Thinking before we speak, it's almost an art. It's a skill that can save us a world of trouble or make our interactions so much richer. We've all had those, I wish I hadn't said that moments. The words that slip out in the heat of the moment, and before we know it, they're out there doing their dance for better or for worse. I mean, I was the next angriest wife on earth for about a decade. You can listen to the first 50 podcasts in the very first season, go way back in there. Ooh, we talk about it. But here's the thing. Once spoken, those words, you can't pull them back. They're like daggers to your heart. That's why it's so crucial to pause even for just a second to consider what we're about to say and the impact it might have. So remember that power of the pause. Hit that snooze button in the morning on your mouth, right? It's kind of like that. It gives you a moment to gather your thoughts or choose your response rather than just to be reactive. This tiny pause can be the difference between building the bridge or burning it. I remember another conversation where I felt really frustrated and I was on the verge of saying something pretty harsh, but I stepped back, I took a deep breath and I paused. In that moment, I chose a different path, one that led to understanding instead of ramping up the conflict. Later, they thanked me for being thoughtful and not just jumping to conclusions like I really wanted to. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not perfect at this. It takes practice. But that moment taught me, again, the power of patient communication. So I got another challenge for us. Practice the power of the pause in your daily convos. Before responding, especially in tense situations, your spouse won't even know what to do when you start doing this. Take a breath, think about your words, and choose those that heal, not hurt. It's not about silencing our voice. Be very clear about that. It's not about silencing your voice. I want you to have a voice, but about using it wisely. And remember, every conversation is an opportunity to reflect our values, who we are, who we want to be in our character, and how we want to show up. Use your words to show empathy, understanding, and respect. And who knows, by thinking before speaking, we might just find ourselves enjoying deeper, more meaningful connections with all those people around us. It can't hurt. Turn your words into tools for growth, not weapons of regret. Man, there are some wonderful quotes in this episode. I want us to take one more moment before we wrap up to reflect on everything we've discussed. Words, they're powerful, they're impactful, they linger in our hearts and minds long after they're spoken. We've explored the power of our tongues, the need for divine help in taming it, how to speak life into others, the lasting impact of what we say, and the importance of thinking before we speak. We have been on a journey through communication. I encourage you to be mindful of your words in the coming days. Whether you're chatting with a friend, your spouse, your children, discussing something with another family member, or posting a comment online, remember the power you wield with your words. try to be a force of positivity, understanding, and encouragement. I'm committing to this journey too. Let's together try to make our world a little kinder and gentler, one word at a time. I'd love to hear from you about how this goes for you. Share your experiences with me at amy@amywine.com is my direct email. Where did you have a challenge? Where did you succeed? And if you did enjoy this, you definitely want to check out the Ripple Effect series on Thrive Life TV, thrivelifetv.com or on Apple or Google App Stores. I want to leave you with this thought. Our words can be our greatest tool for building up the world around us. They can bridge gaps, heal wounds, and create joy. So use them with care, with love, and with purpose. Thank you for joining me today on Couch Time. I hope our time together has given you food for thought, inspiration for your heart. And until next time, keep speaking life, keep being awesome, and of course, keep enjoying those tacos. This is Amy Wine signing off. Stay blessed, and let's make a difference, one word at a time. Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review. And share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business. And your career, your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're going to tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.